Joining us back in studio this week, Tiennis Jansen van Rensburg of bandwithblog.co.za with the latest in tech, as always. Tiennis, good to see you, my friend.
Nice to be back.
Yes. So listen, we're chatting about a story that has been making serious headlines on a global scale. We made it, well, not we, but India has made it to the dark side of the moon.
Yeah, so India is only the fourth country ever after the US, China and Russia to land a spacecraft on the moon. And it's a massive achievement, not only because, you know, they've never done it before, but also they did it on a shoestring budget, $93 million compared to the Americans who spent billions.
I read somewhere that it actually cost more to film and produce Interstellar, the movie, compared to the launch
exactly.
and the landing on the moon. I mean, that's insane.
That's fascinating. Obviously, you know, currencies play a role here, and but it just shows you like the expertise and the levels of engineering that the Indians have been able to build in their space program. And the other reason why it's super exciting is because they've landed on the South Pole.
Yes.
And we've never landed there before. And the reason it's exciting is because we have discovered ice deposits underground on the poles of the moon, and they want to use the moon as a stepping stone in further space exploration. And obviously with water, you've got H, you've got O, it gives you everything you need. So it can have your, you can have your hydrogen rocket fuel that you can create from that ice, and obviously oxygen that'll, you know, be in the journey further on.
So just to step back here for a second, Tiennis, is it confirmed? Have they now found these ice deposits?
Yes. They've not obviously been there, so they haven't been able to physically dig it out. But,
okay.
But they have, with space probes kind of circling the moon and taking scans and different readings from different instruments, they have confirmed on both poles there is a massive deposit of ice.
Wow. Okay. So the mission is to actually physically find these ice deposits. The Chandrayaan 3, if I'm not
That's
mistaken.
The spacecraft, and yeah. The lander is called Vikram. So now it's obviously undergoing just final tests, making sure everything's still working, communications are fine, and then hopefully it can start to, you know, explore a little bit in the area.
That's exciting. So the next step now is just to unfold and unpack everything properly, and then obviously do we know how are they going to start looking for these ice deposits? Do we know how deep they are?
We don't know exactly how deep they are, but we know they are relatively close to the surface. Otherwise, these measurements of ours wouldn't have been able to pick them up.
Okay.
So we know it's, you know, anything from 5 to 50 meters down, but now it's just about actually taking the instruments to the ground where they are now, and hopefully they can confirm it with Vikram.
And this is very exciting, especially, I mean, for India as a country, and then taking a look at what the bigger plans are with regards to utilizing the moon, like you said, for that stepping stone.
Yeah.
We know Elon wants to seriously build a base there to propel people from there to Mars. Do you think this is going to become like almost like a global, because I know that it's, yes, we made it. Yeah,
yes.
We're the first ones there. But
of competition, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But you foresee that this is going to be almost like on a global scale, these big companies and space programs working together?
On some levels, yes. With some governments, you know, I don't think the US and Russia are going to work together, for example. But
well, yeah.
But definitely between the US and the European Space Agency and some other space agencies, definitely they'll be working together. NASA is hoping to launch the first people back to the moon since the 70s in 2 years' time. So at that point, they want to establish the base. And then, you know, they'll start with their exploration again and the experiments and everything they want to do on the lunar surface, as well as set up some of the infrastructure that can help them, you know, for those next steps into the beyond.
Sure. But for now, we are all sitting on the edge of our seats waiting for that news to come to say, hey, we found it. Yes. Tiennis, thank you very much for the update. Terribly exciting. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smart FM.